don't put milk or cream or sugar in your coffee. You say you drink it how?
Well, some people say I drink it black and some say I drink it straight.
Did you ever hear the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
Nope. Not in this part of the country.
And you say some people will eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them
with milk on them.
And you tell a child, now you can eat what's put before you or you can do...
do without.
And if someone's walking in your direction, you say he's coming straight.
Straight my way, straight ahead.
Or straight what me? Straight?
Straight at what? Straight no. Toward me?
Okay. And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run.
Run into somebody?
Okay. Yeah. And if a child's given the same name that her mother had, they'd say they named the child...
for mother.
And... talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know just exactly how far it is, but it's just a...
just a short ways away, or a short piece away, okay. Whatever you want to say.
Say if you'd been traveling and still had a couple of hundred miles to go, you'd say you still had
a long way to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, oh, you could find that just about...
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
Backwards.
This way.
Forward.
And say if you had been fishing, I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
No, I didn't catch a one.
Did you ever say, nary a one?
No, that's not good English.
Did you ever hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
How would people use that?
Oh, some people. It's kind of country, I would say, and say narrow one, you know. But if I would say it, I would be saying it,
just
like
joking.
I said the other facetiously.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
cleared the land.
And wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know whether they're sheaves or bundles. What are they? Do you know?
I think bundles is what I usually get around here, but I don't know.
Well, you know, they used to use sheaves a lot. I don't know whether they still use that expression or not. You know, like the song, Bringing in the Sheaves, Strange.
What would you... you take the bundles or sheaves and then pile them up into
a haystack.
Okay. And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You'd say we raise 40...
bushels?
Okay.
I guess. I don't know what to measure them in. I'm not in that part of the country.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it, I guess.
Okay, so you say that oats...
I really don't know too much about oats either.
Would you say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed?
Yeah, I think either one would be the one.
Say there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, if you didn't use the word we, you could say... you say me and you have to do it?
So you and I have to do it.
What if you're talking... huh?
You and I have to do it.
Okay. If you're talking about some man and yourself having to do something, you say...
he and I.
And